We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Alana Parker is joining us in studio today from the Riley County Historical Museum. We're talking about Halloween and the Sunset Cemetery, and there's also the Sunrise Cemetery we'll talk a little bit about here this morning. And we've been talking a little bit about kind of the history behind the Sunset Cemetery and kind of how it got set up. That's a neat story about the fence. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Got to keep the livestock out.
Yeah, which is surprising. But then you start to think about it. Of course, there used to be more farmland here. Now it's just kind of landlocked in behind the high school, the zoo, and the fraternity house or sorority house that's up there to the north.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what we do have some wonderful photographs in the Riley County Historical Society and Museum, where you can see, it's from the 1890s, some of the earliest photos we have. And the trees are just starting to grow up, lots of little cedars in the cemetery there. So it's a view, it's actually looking kind of northeast. And you can see Bluemont Hill in the distance. And it's just incredible how our landscape in Manhattan has changed today. But yes, those are just phenomenal photos. And it gives you a sense. For example, there was a woman who came to Kansas from New England, and she did make a point to mention in her letters that she did not want to be buried here in Manhattan on this desolate, windblown hill, something to that effect, which I don't think today you go to Sunset Cemetery. I don't think you get that impression at all. No. So if she were to come, you know, look at the cemetery today, I don't believe that she would think that. But it just gives you that description and how she felt about it being buried on this windblown, barren hill is kind of funny to think about. And the photos really also bring that to life, too, of how our community has changed and what the cemetery looked like. But some very old headstones there, obviously, some really great stories. Nehemiah Green, who was governor of Kansas, is buried in Sunset Cemetery. So that's another, we were talking about some of those well-known individuals who are buried there. Of course, there's the Wareham Mausoleum right there in the center of the cemetery that Harry Pratt Wareham had built. His parents are buried there, his brother and family. So a lot of really neat things to see. Also recently, I mentioned we do cemetery tours. And one recently we did was on Sunset Suffragists. So talking about the women's suffrage movement, we actually have Mattie Toothacre Kimball, who was the first female presidential elector from Kansas. She grew up in Kansas City, actually, but came to Manhattan for school and met Kimball, Charles Augustus Kimball, and that's the B-A-L-L, and really just blossomed here in Manhattan and became very heavily involved in the women's suffrage movement. And so in 1920, with the ratification of the 19th Amendment, became, as I mentioned, the first female presidential elector, and she's buried in Sunset Cemetery as well. Went to visit her gravestone, and somebody had put a little suffrage flag by it, so that was kind of neat to see. But there's just a lot of neat history. You can learn a lot from cemeteries, and Cheryl Collins, director at the museum, that was my favorite thing to do, was go on her cemetery tours, because it just really brought the stories to life from these individuals.
Yeah, I'll bet that's a lot of fun to check out. The one thing, when I go to a cemetery, especially the bigger ones, it can be harder to kind of navigate through if you're not sure where to go. How does one navigate through the Sunset Cemetery if they're on their own?
And that's a great question. One resource that we find very valuable is through the City of Manhattan. They have a GIS program where you can actually, if you want to do a name search, it has a beautiful map of the cemetery. And so when we are planning our cemetery tours, my goodness, I know I rely on that heavily to plan out a route. Because yes, you can get very lost in the cemetery if you don't know where you're going. But that's a great resource. It's right there. If you, I believe I just Google Sunset Cemetery map. And it's, like I said, you can search by name, by plot number. It's a really helpful resource there. And then, of course, they do have markers, little maps as you walk through. But that's what's kind of fun, too. If you just take a walk through the cemetery, you'll see names that look familiar, that are street names, neighborhood addition names in the cemetery. So a lot of fun just to walk through there. And it's beautiful. We talked about that. This time of year, it is just beautiful. Weather's perfect. Got to watch out for the squirrels sometimes, but it's just a lot of fun to go to the cemetery.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing, a few months ago, my wife and I were in Kansas City, and we were actually driving through some of the older neighborhoods there, and they have there was some app or something where you could take a listening tour of some of the segregated neighborhoods of Kansas City's history. And like, wouldn't that be an awesome thing if we could incorporate that with some of the historical things around here? I don't know if that's how you'd go about doing that, but that would be really neat.
Absolutely. Was it kind of a headset driving or yeah, a...
It was just on the phone.
Like, oh, okay. Like just a phone. Okay.
And then you could like Bluetooth it to your radio or something.
Yes, very neat. Richard Pitts, who's director of Wonder Workshop, was incredible. My gosh, he did so much work and research on the Underground Railroad. He actually did do... He had one of those audio tours on your phone. I have to see if that's still accessible, but great resource. So there were different markers outside different homes. It kind of sounds similar. Yeah. So at least there's an example there locally, and hopefully that can be rejuvenated a little bit, because that was a wonderful resource just locally, and what he did talking about the families, houses on Yuma Street. Just he did beautiful, beautiful research. So we'll have I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll have to see if that can be revived and get back out there.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. And I don't know if that, you know, something like that going through a cemetery would be really cool too. Like with, you know, learning about the history of these different people who are buried here.
Maybe. Ooh, I love, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I just had a whole bunch of thoughts too. That'd be great.
Well, it is cool to, you know, so we talk a lot about the Sunset Cemetery. You spoke about the Sunrise Cemetery too. I've only been out there one time, and I don't know a whole lot about that one.
Yes, and I have only been out there once too. So I'm going to have to, that's something, make a point to get out there more and research a little bit more. Okay. But yes, that's a really nice one too. That one time I went out there, but that is obviously a very important part of our community here as well. And I need to get out there and do that too and research a little bit more.
All right. Very good. Well, let's why don't we take our second break and we'll come back. We'll talk some more Halloween themed stuff here with Alana Parker from the Raleigh County Historical Museum. In Focus continues in a moment.